From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Amy Dickinson, Tom Beaudet, and Peter Gross. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill gives the week's game ball to rhyming back Marshawn Limerick. Doesn't even make any sense. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Peter.
Yes.
There's a new miracle drug, ATX-101. It's currently under scientific review by U.S. and European drug administrations. And if it is approved, it will be the world's first approved cure for what?
May I have a hint?
You may. It's great if you get self-conscious during Skype conversations, you know, during video conversations.
It's great for that?
If yeah. You get,
like,
you know how people, you know how a lot of people, when they're being photographed, kind of tuck their heads down a little bit to hide something? They'll no longer have to do this.
It cures baldness?
Not baldness. That's what. That's
too much hair.
That's when
oh,
you
nose hair.
It. No, that's when you know.
No.
No.
Just following your movements. Up, down, no, left. No, in back, no, left ear. No, right ear.
No, I said you tick your head down.
You so tilt your head down so you
hide.
Jowls?
Yes, which are also known as your double chin.
Double chin.
Double chin.
I heard a bell. Apparently, you got it right.
I did.
Wait a minute. There's a drug that's supposed to cure
well,
that?
Yeah, it's called exercise.
But isn't that...
No.
Right? Isn't that loose skin? What kind of
well,
drug
Well, no, I mean,
cures?
We're talking about the real full-on double chin.
Like a goiter?
Not like a goiter.
Like a turkey neck?
Not like a like
well,
a double
how
chin.
How can you cure that with a drug?
Well, the idea is that this.
Let
is,
him explain
well,
it.
Why would I they, know.
Of all the fat on an overweight person to target, why that?
Well, it's
I mean, how about the fat around their heart, lungs?
This is a great mystery. All right, but according to the articles about this, we found this drug, when injected directly into your double chin, it will melt the fat away in your chin, and your chin will. Will shrink.
Is this one of those drugs that was developed for one thing and ended up being good at something else?
Yeah, so I had a media trainer tell me once that Preparation H would take care of the
bags
under my eyes, yeah. And it does.
Yeah.
It gives you a really crappy outlook. I've been using that joke for 20 years, but never here.
Tom, Bob Dylan has done it all. Grammys, an Oscar, influenced a generation of songwriters. Well, he has a new achievement. He has finally made the cover of what?
I would say Cosmopolitan.
No, although that would be sexy.
That would be.
50 things you can do to a strange withered troll in bed.
Yeah. The last thing you want to hear after sleeping with Bob Dylan, I'm not really Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
I guess I need a hint.
Well, he was so much older then, he's even older than that now.
AARP?
Yes, he is in the cover of the AARP magazine. If
wow.
You've seen the cover, I know you're thinking, aw, that's too bad. But no, Bob Dylan is still alive. It's amazing when you think how long Bob Dylan has been around. There are subscribers to AARP who are like, hey, Grandpa's favorite singer's on the cover.
But I think of him as being, like, kind of elusive or shy or something. Like, why is he doing that?
Well, he's also embracing his senior citizen status. He's updating his songs like Lay Lady Lay, Lay Across My Adjustable Hospital Bed.
He's written enough songs that we could do this for a
very long time.
Knocking on heaven's door, he didn't have to change
right.
at all.
Yeah.
Tangled up in my seatbelt. Oh.
Is that something that happens to old people?
Yeah, you're like, I can't go. How does this work?
Oh, man.
Because you remember, his real name is Bob Zimmerman.
Yeah.
He's Jewish. He's an old Jewish man now. He's like,
come in, she said, I'll give you some nice gefilte fish.
I
it's
don't
not
know.
A song pun. It's just something you would get from coming in.
I know. Peter, every time a blizzard is forecast, people freak out. They raid grocery stores, stock up on bottled water, and last weekend in Manhattan, at least, in New York, some people even do what as they prepare for the blizzard?
People
I'll give you a hint. Man seeking woman for long walks on the beach inside my tiny, cramped New York studio.
They wanted to make sure they had sexual relations?
Pretty much. They wanted blizzard buddies.
Oh, my God.
As soon as Winter Storm Juno was forecast, hundreds of men post personal ads. They promise things like hot chocolate, cuddling, lots of Netflix. But this is probably not a good idea for the women. Because the men you're going to find doing this are the human equivalent of that last sad loaf of bread.
On the shelf.
On the shelf.
That,
at the grocery
that
store.
During the hoarding, nobody wanted to
exactly.
buy. It sounds like something that, like, if you were a young girl moving to the city, your mother would be like, now if somebody puts out an ad and they want a blizzard, buddy, don't go. That's not a real thing. You're gullible, Marsha. You're going to fall for this.
My buddy.